The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, friends. This is Larry Wilson for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Money Matters. Today's episode of Money Matters is underwritten by the Carter Glass Insurance Agency, serving the community since 1974. They can be reached at 919-781-1973. For the next half hour, I will be continuing readings from the book, How to Save Money Book for Families That Want More, 222 Smart Money Saving Tips to Cut Cost, Stretch Income, and Build Financial Freedom Without Sacrificing Joy. And we should actually finish up this book during our episode today. So I hope you have enjoyed it. And if nothing more, I hope you've gained a couple of tips that will help each of you save a little money along the way. And as we finish up our book this episode, we will begin in Chapter 19, Travel and Vacation Planning. Use credit card points strategically. Book flights, hotels, or rental cars using accumulated travel points from your credit card to offset those vacation costs. Families can save hundreds, sometimes thousands, by leveraging rewards. Points often stretch further when redeemed for travel. And how to do it? Choose a credit card with substantial travel rewards. Use it for regular expenses. And, of course, pay it off monthly. Check point-to-dollar value before redeeming. Transfer points to airline hotel partners when it boosts the value. And set travel alerts for bonus point redemptions. Number two, travel during off-peak times. Avoid school breaks and holidays when booking flights or accommodations to get those better deals and fewer crowds. And why this works? Off-peak travel can save 30 to 60% compared to peak pricing. It also offers more flexibility in bookings and those activities. And how to do it? Plan trips for different seasons, for example, May or September. Leave midweek instead of on the weekends. Set flexible travel dates when searching online. Use fare prediction tools to book ahead. And ask schools about homework flexibility for 1 to 2 missed days. And number three, book accommodations with a kitchenette. Choose rentals or hotels with basic kitchen amenities so you can cook simple meals instead of dining out every day. Eating out as a family can cost $60 to $100 a day. Preparing breakfast, lunch, or snacks during your stay drastically cuts expenses. And I'll bet those estimates of $600 to $100 or $60 to $100 a day has gone up in the last several months with grocery cost. And how to do it? Use Airbnb, VRBO, or extended stay hotels that offer kitchens. Bring breakfast basics and reusable containers. Make a quick grocery store stop when you arrive. Eat out once per day only for those special meals. Let kids help cook for fun. And number four, pack snacks, water, and essentials. Bring snacks, refillable water bottles, and travel items to avoid overpriced airport and convenience store purchases. Buying on-the-go snacks or small items can inflate your budget pretty quickly. A $2 granola bar at home might be $8 in the airport. Well, that's the truth. And how to do it? Pack easily. TSA-friendly snacks in zip bags. Bring refillable water bottles for each of your family members. Include sunscreen, wipes, and over-the-counter medications. Use a packing list to avoid forgetting essentials. And designate a, quote, snack captain to manage food during the trip. Number five, try a staycation or nearby getaway. Enjoy a vacation vibe without leaving your city. Book a local hotel or explore parks, museums, and attractions close to home. You skip airfare and long travel days, but still get quality time, adventure, and a mental reset at a fraction of the cost. And how to do it? Book one or two nights at a local hotel with a pool. Plan theme days, nature hike, art day, food tour. Pack a suitcase to make it feel special. Involve the kids in itinerary planning and set, quote, no chores or errands rules to keep it vacation-like. And number six, use free or discounted local attractions. Look for free museums, cultural events, hiking trails, or city passes that offer two-for-one or family rates. Entertainment costs can sneak up during travel. Free or discounted local attractions offer value while keeping everyone engaged. And how to do it? Check local tourism boards for coupons or city cards. Visit on free museum or gallery days. Use apps like Eventbrite or Meetup for community events, and pack a picnic for those scenic spots. Number seven, plan ahead with a realistic budget. Before the trip, set a clear daily or total travel budget that includes food, activities, transportation, and souvenirs. And why this works? Planning reduces impulse spending. Knowing what's covered helps the whole family make mindful decisions. And how to do it? Break the budget into categories such as lodging, food, fun, etc. Use cash envelopes or a travel card for variable spending. Track expenses with a simple app or even a paper notebook. Share the budget with older kids for transparency. And include a, quote, just for fun buffer. Number eight, skip rental cars when possible. If staying in a city, use public transportation, walking, or rideshare apps instead of renting a car. Rental cars add daily fees, insurance, gas, and parking. Alternatives can be cheaper, especially in transit-friendly areas. And how to do it? Buy transit day passes or family tickets. Choose lodging near major attractions. Walk when possible. It's free and fun. And use ride shares for occasional longer trips. Number nine, book travel packages or bundles. Look for bundled deals on flights, hotels, and car rentals to score discounts and to simplify bookings. Why this works? Well, booking everything through one provider can unlock 10 to 25% off compared to separate reservations. And check Expedia, Costco travel, or airline vacation packages. Compare bundled pricings to a la carte. And look for family-friendly package perks such as free kids' meals. Read cancellation terms carefully and set up fare alerts before booking. Number 10, plan one splurge and skip the rest. Pick one special activity or treat per trip, like a fancy dinner or a theme park, and skip smaller impulse buys along the way. planning for one big, quote, wow moment adds excitement without overspending on everything else. It's about memory making, not money burning. And how to do it? Choose one family splurge everyone's excited about. Budget for it in advance. Talk with kids about prioritizing. Pack small surprises for other days to keep those spirits high. And use photos and journals to help extend the joy. Chapter 20, Time-Saving Services. Wow, we all probably need those. Number one, batch cook once, eat twice or more. Dedicate time each week to cooking double portions so you can freeze or repurpose meals for later days. Batch cooking slashes meal prep time and reduces the temptation to order takeout, saving both time and $20 to $60 per week. And how to do that? Pick 2 to 3 freezer-friendly recipes per week. Cook double or triple quantities on Sundays. Portion into containers and label with dates. Reheat for lunch or dinner later in the week. And rotate meals to avoid repetition. Number two, replace delivery apps with simple meal planning. Plan a week's worth of meals and prep ingredients in advance to avoid costly food delivery emergencies. Food delivery often costs 2 to 3 times more than home cooking due to fees, tips, and markups. Planning removes the what's for dinner stress. Well, we've all been there. How to do it? Pick 4 to 5 easy meals everyone enjoys. Shop with a list to avoid midweek stops. Prep ingredients like chopped vegetables ahead of time. Post your meal plan on the refrigerator. And keep 1 to 2 quick backup meals in the freezer. Number three, do a weekly power hour of errands. Batch your errands into 1 or 2 focused trips instead of scattering them throughout the week. Driving around daily wastes gas and time, often leading to impulse purchases. One efficient trip per week keeps things simple and cheap. And how to do that? Make a master errand list every Sunday. Group stops by the location and pick one low traffic time slot, such as maybe a Wednesday evening. Bring snacks and water to stay on track, and involve kids as helpers or navigators. Number four, cancel unused convenience subscriptions. Pause or cancel meal kits, cleaning plans, laundry drop-offs, and any subscription that isn't used weekly. Many families forget about auto-renewed services. Even canceling just one could instantly free up $30 to $100 per month. And how to do it? Review your credit card statements for recurring charges. Ask, are we using this every week? Cancel directly in the app or email support. Set a calendar check-in each quarter to reassess. And replace with do-it-yourself or once-in-a-while alternatives. Number five, invest once in time-saving tools. Buy quality tools like a slow cooker, a robot vacuum, or family calendar that save time long-term without ongoing fees. One-time purchases often replace costly services. For example, a $75 slow cooker can eliminate weekly meal kits or restaurant orders. And how to do it? List 3 time-heavy chores you'd love to simplify. Research affordable, durable tools for each. read reviews, and buy during those sales, learn how to use them with online videos, and track savings versus former service cost. Number 6, swap services with other families. Trade errands, babysitting, or cleaning tasks with friends or neighbors instead of paying for help. Community support costs nothing and builds relationships. Everyone wins when time and task are shared. How to do it? Offer what you're good at. For example, grocery pickup or pet sitting. Join local parent or neighborhood groups. Create a service swap calendar. Agree on clear boundaries and timing. And most important, say thank you and offer help in return. Number 7, use click and collect for groceries. Order your groceries online and pick them up curbside to avoid wandering the aisles and making impulse buys. Time saved, about 1 to 2 hours per week. Money saved, about $20 to $40 per trip by avoiding temptations and staying focused on your list. How to do it? Use your grocery store's online portal or app. Plan meals and build your list beforehand. Choose a low-traffic pickup window. Stick to approved items only. Add snacks or extras only if pre-budgeted. Number 8. Cut professional cleaning by half. Instead of canceling house cleaning thoroughly, reduce frequency and maintain tidiness with a family chore chart. Cutting cleaning services from weekly to biweekly or even monthly saves 50 to 75% of the cost while still easing your load. How to do it? Clean zones daily with 15-minute burst. Assign one age-appropriate task per child. Use Saturday mornings for team cleanups. Keep supplies organized in a single caddy. And hire pros only for deep cleaning or special occasions. Number 9. Make laundry a shared family routine. Turn laundry into a manageable weekly routine everyone shares, replacing paid laundry services or last-minute emergencies. Why this works? Paid laundry and wash and fold services add up. Teaching kids to help saves time, builds responsibility, and reduces clothing waste. And how to do it? Pick a weekly laundry day. Assign folding and sorting to the kids. Create color-coded baskets or labels. Set a timer to keep things moving. And celebrate small wins, like no lost socks. Number 10, set a, quote, no convenience challenge week. Once a month, commit to skipping paid conveniences like delivery apps or extra services and focus on do-it-yourself and home hacks. This playful approach builds awareness of where your money goes and strengthens problem-solving around time and habits. And how to do it? Choose a week and post it on the fridge. Replace delivery with pre-prepped meals. Skip car washes or pick up laundry. Make it a family game with rewards. Reflect on how it felt. Then repeat the next month. Now we'll move into chapter 21. Mindset, habits, and behavioral finance. Section 1. Use a 30-day wait list for wants. Before buying non-essentials, write them down and wait 30 days. If you still want the item later, consider it thoroughly. Impulse buys often lose their appeal with time. This delay helps you to identify emotional versus intentional spending and protect your budget. How to do it? Create a wants list in your notes app or notebook. Every time you're tempted, add it to the list. Revisit items after 30 days. Delete the ones you no longer care about, and only buy if it still fits your budget and values. Number two, run a no-spend weekend or week. Challenge yourself to spend nothing on non-essentials for a weekend or even a whole week using what you already have. These reset periods reveal habits you don't realize are costing you money and help reset your appreciation for what's enough. And how to do it? Choose your no-spend dates and tell the family. Use pantry meals or do-it-yourself entertainment and home routines. Avoid online shopping browsing. Reflect on what was surprisingly easy. And, of course, celebrate the savings at the end. Number three, teach kids to budget with their allowance. Break allowance into categories like save, spend, and share, teaching kids how to handle money with purpose and joy. And why this works? Kids who learn budgeting early are more likely to become financially responsible adults. They know that money is a tool, not a toy. And how to do it? Give a weekly allowance with simple jars or envelopes. Help them label saving, spending, and giving. Set saving goals together. Example would be a toy or a book they're interested in. Let them make small spending choices and celebrate their milestones to reinforce habits. Number four, use gratitude to reduce emotional spending. Practice gratitude journaling or daily reflection to focus on what you already have, reducing the desire for impulse purchases. Gratitude rewires the brain to focus on sufficiency. This lowers the urge to buy as a reaction to stress or boredom. And how to do it? Write three things you're grateful for each evening. Share one with the family at dinner. Keep a joy list of what brings happiness for free. Use gratitude as a tool before shopping online. And ask, do I need this or am I just numbing something? Number five, automate good habits, not just bills. Use automation to pay bills and build wealth, automatically transferring money into savings or investments. What's automatic becomes effortless. Families who automate savings remove the daily decision-making friction and grow wealth in the background. Set up auto transfer to a savings account on payday. Use a separate don't touch account for goals. Set up automatic monthly contributions to a tax advantage savings account, such as education or retirement plans available. Start small, then increase over time. And review quarterly to celebrate your progress. Section 6. Label savings with a purpose. Give your savings accounts names like summer trip, new car, or emergency fund to stay emotionally connected and motivated. Psychology shows we're more likely to save and less likely to spend when money is tied to a meaningful purpose. And how to do it? Open multiple sub-savings accounts if your bank allows it. Name each one after your goal. Set up small recurring deposits. Use visuals or goal trackers to see your progress. And share your goals with your kids. They'll cheer you on. Section 7. Limit decision fatigue with weekly routines. Build simple routines around meals, shopping, or chores to avoid last-minute decisions that cost time and money. The more decisions you make daily, the more impulsive you become. Routines reduce stress and boost willpower. And how to do it? Create a weekly meal plan and grocery day. Use a family calendar for events and errands. Designate money check-in on Sunday nights. Keep go-to lunches or dinners on rotation. Encourage kids to follow their little routines as well. Number 8, track every dollar for 30 days. Write down every expense, big or small, for 1 month. You'll gain complete clarity on your spending habits. Awareness is the first step to change. You can't fix what you can't see. Tracking highlights easy wins and hidden leaks. And how to do it? Use a free app like Mint, Monarch, or Pen and Paper. Include snacks, online buys, and small stuff. Review each week for patterns and identify 2 to 3 categories to improve. Celebrate, not shame yourself, your discovery. And define your family's money values. Sit down as a family and define what matters most regarding spending so your choices reflect your shared values. Values-based budgeting increases satisfaction and reduces guilt. You spend less on filler and more on what matters. Ask each family member, what do we love doing most together? Choose 3 to 5 spending values, post them on the fridge or near your budget, refer to them when making big decisions, and adjust as your family grows or changes. And we will stop there and end the book reading for this session. Again, I hope you have enjoyed this, and again, I hope that you have identified a few items that will help you to save money. Well, we're out of time for this episode of Money Matters. Thank you for joining us, and until next time, this is Larry Wilson. Today's episode of Money Matters is underwritten by the Carter Glass Insurance Agency, serving our community since 1974. They can be reached at 919-781-1973. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Money Matters is also available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please give us a call, 919-832-5138. The number again, 919-832-5138. Thanks again for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.